Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 21st of October, 2012. It was on this day in 1964, the Swedish Academy announced that the Nobel Prize in Literature would go to Jean-Paul Sartre, and Jean-Paul Sartre turned it down. The Academy decided to award it to him anyway, and Sartre continued to decline it. It's the birthday of Samuel Taylor Coleridge, born in Ottery St. Mary in Devonshire, England, 1772. Very ambitious young man. He was a journalist, tried to launch his own magazine, and then he was introduced to the poet William Wordsworth. They struck up a correspondence. They exchanged poems back and forth. Wordsworth encouraged Coleridge to focus on writing poetry. They liked to go for walks together, long walks. Though Wordsworth preferred to stay on the path, Coleridge liked to walk through the woods. To pass the time on their walk, they made up a Gothic ballad about a tragic sea voyage, which became Coleridge's masterpiece, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, at which point Coleridge's life began to fall apart. He became addicted to opium, which ruined his friendship with Wordsworth. And he had a habit of starting enormous projects that he could not then finish, a musical about Adam and Eve, a history of logic, a translation of Faust, a two-volume history of English prose, a brilliant writer and thinker who just wasn't able to finish what he started. It was on this day in 1879 Thomas Edison finally got the right idea for a workable electric light using carbonized cotton thread, carbon filament. Later improved it with a tungsten filament that would last longer and glow brighter. It's the birthday of Ursula K. Le Guin, born in Berkeley, 1929. Her mother was a psychologist. Her father was an anthropologist. Alfred Kroeber, sometimes called the Dean of American Anthropologists. He researched Native American cultures. And so Ursula grew up with Native American myths. When she was young, over the course of 10 years, she wrote 5 novels, none of which were published. Publishers thought the writing was too remote. So she began to write science fiction. And in the genre of science fiction and fantasy, she's been incredibly prolific for the last 4 decades, publishing more than 100 short stories, 20 novels, 11 children's books, best known for her Earthsea books, a fantasy series taking place in a world populated by wizards and dragons. Ursula Le Guin's advice to writers was to stay focused, and if you have a hard time staying focused, maybe you shouldn't be writing what you're writing. If you lack motivation, maybe writing is not what you should be doing. If writing bores you, that's pretty fatal. Here's a poem for today by Julie Cadwallader Staub, entitled Midlife. This is as far as the light of my understanding has carried me. An October morning, a canoe built by hand, a quiet current. Above me the trees arc green and golden against a cloudy sky. Below me the river responds with perfect reflection, 100 feet deep, 100 feet high. To take a cup of this river, to drink its purple and gray, its golden and green, to see a bend in the river up ahead, and still say yes. Midlife, a poem by Julie Cadwallader Staub, used by permission of the author here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.